Hello there, you're tuned into Flirt FM and welcome to Rag in Review, the people and the pubs. I'm Maeve Lee.
And I'm Ishu Chakraborty.
What a show we've got lined up for you this evening. We're talking about Galway Rag Week, which was last week, or Shag Week as it is known on campus. Coming up, our reporter Sarah Dervin is going to talk to us about what happened on the grounds of the university for Shag Week 2020. And how it's viewed on campus.
Also, roving reporter for Galway Pulse, Han Guo, goes out and about to see how international students view Shag Week and if they have something similar in their home countries.
Later in the show, we're going to be joined live in studio by Galway restaurant owner JP McMahon, and he's going to talk to us a bit about how Galway businesses are affected by Rag Week and how he views it himself. We'll also have Nicole Kelly, who is a class rep for arts final year. She's going to be in talking with JP, and they're going to have a debate on Rag Week in Galway City Centre. But
yeah, so it's kind of like a new thing for me, especially someone from another country, to know about the details of Rag Week. And I just wondered what it was like.
Yeah, so Yishi is an international student and this is your first time in Galway.
Yeah, it
is. Since September is when you came, is it?
Yeah, September was when.
So have you heard about Rag Week before?
Not really, no. It's very, very novel for me. And I got to know that people got down to drinking a lot.
Yes.
And that's that was for me basically the essence of Rag Week.
Yeah.
So could you like help me understand, like walk me through the basics of what it is?
So basically, you know yourself, it's basically drinking.
Okay.
As us Irish people like to do.
Right.
So it started as Raise and Give. That's what RAG stands for. Okay. And so the university would hold different events on campus, off campus, but it would all be through the university.
Right.
But things have kind of changed due to the chaos. Mainly, JP will probably speak to us a bit about that. It's kind of gone more off campus and into the city. And I think it was 2009. I have an article from The Independent here. So this would have been shortly after this, the university cut ties with the event, more or less, and brought in Shag Week, which Sarah will be talking to us about later on in her report. So there was 40 undergraduates arrested in that particular year.
Oh my god,
so
okay.
Things have kind of evolved a bit now and it's Shag Week here on campus and the university is no longer associated with Rag Week.
Right, so it was like really wild.
Basically,
for
yes.
A while, okay.
In my opinion, I think it's kind of calmed down. Things aren't quite as bad, but
yeah, though, like, I thought that there were, like, two instances here when I was here. There was one, like, Christmas celebration.
Yes, Christmas Day.
Yes.
Quite similar,
Day.
Yeah.
It was very similar to that. And it was, like, fun, actually. Not, like, I wouldn't say it was too wild or anything,
yeah.
But it was, like, yeah, it was something that people do when they're in groups and when they're young and wild. So, yeah. I
think. Yeah, so Sarah will tell us a bit about what it is on campus Shag Week. And you can send us your opinions on Rag Week. You can tweet us at Flirt FM. Sarah's actually going to be live tweeting throughout the whole show today, so send us what you think about Rag Week.
Yep. And if you want to tweet, you can tweet it to us at Flirt FM.
And we are going to be talking about, I'm assuming, alcoholism and things like that are going to come up in the show today.
Right.
So if you have been affected by any issues which are raised later on in the show, you can contact the NUIG student welfare officer or the Samaritans on 116 123. And we have a statement here from the student's welfare officer who tells us a little bit about Shag Week. So he said, it is Sexual Health and Guidance Week and it was a huge success this year and their theme was body positivity, abusive relationships and sexual violence.
Right.
So that's what Sarah will be discussing. So
okay.
Here's a report from Sarah Dervin, who spoke to students on campus about Shag Week and how it evolved from Rag Week.
The middle of February is typically not the time of year associated with considerable celebrations. An easily dismissed Valentine's night, perhaps, or an excitable Pancake Tuesday. However, February generally consists of unexpected weather storms, dark evenings, and in hindsight, is basically viewed as an extension of January. However, students all over Ireland find this is the perfect time of year for a week-long alcoholic binge session. Rag Week, Raise and Give, is notorious for empty lecture halls, vandalised property and raging hangovers. For some students, it's a week of excitement and determination, but for others, annoyance and irritation. I spoke to some of the students here at NUI Galway to find out what they thought of Rag Week. So Neil, thanks a million for joining me here. Tell me, what is your opinion on Rag Week and how it went?
My opinion on Rag Week is not overly positive. I am not a person who goes out a whole lot other than with friends on special occasions. So I think it can often be dangerous and whatever. Obviously, some people do it right, but some people do it wrong. And I think it needs to be monitored more carefully and needs to be taken more seriously by the authorities.
So, Sean, tell me about your activities during Rag Week and what you kind of engaged with.
We went out drinking a good bit. There was events on every day. There was always something to do, really.
Do you think Rag Week promotes antisocial behaviour amongst students here in Galway?
It is like binge drinking for a week. It's all about drinking, really, for a lot of people. So I think it does promote that.
Do you think there's anything the college can do to kind of subside this antisocial behaviour?
I've heard about like Shag Week. That sounds like a good alternative.
NUI Galway has officially disassociated itself with the once charitable week due to the rise in antisocial behaviour it stimulated. The university replaced Rag Week with Shag, Sexual Health Awareness and Guidance Week. This week allows students to engage in talks and activities which educate them on their sexual health. This alternative also reiterates the original idea behind Rag Week as it engages in charitable events. Many societies and clubs in NUIG got involved.
So my name is Claire Coleman and I'm a biomedical science student here in NUI Galway and I'm part of the Biomedical Science Society.
Tell us what's going on here today.
So in the society, every year we kind of take a step back from our usual events and try and do something for charity. I suppose it's not always easy to ask people for money, so we've decided to do an event for a charity called Smalls for All, who collect bras, and both new and pre-loved, and donate them to women in developing countries. In these countries, women wearing a bra are seen to be more protected and have a higher social standing, and then in turn are less likely to be victims of sexual assault and rape. As well as that, it allows them to protect their modesty.
What made you decide to do this as a contribution to Shag Week?
So I got the idea about a month ago, and it was actually from a friend who had done one with her local GA club. And then I wanted to do it, but I suppose I just sort of was looking and there was like Mental Health Week and a couple of different weeks coming up, so I said, why not go with Shag Week? It ties in with it a little bit.
These activities and charitable donations are a suitable solution for a campus full of young and eager students. But does it actually benefit the students, or is it a distracting technique used to quash the rising popularity in Rag Week? I sat down with Student Union Welfare Officer Brandon Walsh to discuss this transition. So Shag Week used to be known as Rag Week before the college disassociated itself with the charity event in 2009 due to its disruptive antisocial behaviour. Is Shag Week a good alternative to this?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And like Rag Week in theory is a really, really good week, but over the years in NUIG it kind of lost the charity aspect of it. And it just turned into a lot of antisocial behaviour and problematic drinking patterns. So I think Shag Week is definitely a really good thing to have during this time, especially like because Rag Week is still like unofficially celebrated by different people. So it's just really good to have information out there around practicing safe sex and being consensual.
How did the transition from Rag Week to Shag Week commence? Was there like, when did Shag Week kind of begin?
So Shag Week has been around for quite a while, but then we decided to put it on during the unofficial Rag Week, just because it kind of ties in well with it, because as I said, people do still unofficially celebrate it, that it is good to run it alongside it, even though sometimes then events mightn't be as well attended because people are out and stuff, but I definitely think it was a smooth enough transition.
So will Rag Week prove unstoppable? Or will emerging positive solutions like Shag Week eventually override the attractive antisocial behaviour? We'll have to wait and see. Sarah Durbin, Flirt FM.
Reporter Sharon Dolan-Darcy is going to come live in studio soon. She's been talking to local shop owners about how shag has affected them this year. Lots to come in the program, so stay tuned to Flirt FM. You're listening to Flirt FM and Rear Rag and Review, the people in the pubs. And if you're just joining us, we're talking about all things Rag Week. You can get in touch with the show on 083-433-1013. Our reporter Sarah Durbin is live tweeting as we go on, so keep an eye on Twitter also. And coming up later, we will be speaking to Galway restaurant owner JP McMahon. But next, we're going speaking to Sharon Dolan-Darcy, who was on the streets of Galway during Rag Week to see what was happening.
Hi Sharon, thanks for joining us today.
Hello there.
So you were on the streets of Galway right in the midst of Rag Week.
Yes, I hit the streets, headed out and about midweek last week. So just to put it in context, it was Wednesday morning. Okay. The morning after Donegal Tuesday.
The famous Donegal Tuesday.
Wild again.
Yes, for those listeners that don't know about it, it's a very special event in the Rag Week, Shag Week calendar. It's where a couple of particular pubs make it attractive for students to come visit, provided they're wearing their Donegal GAA strip. So it attracts a huge amount of attention, and it's one of the, well, let's put it this way, liveliest nights in the Rag Week, Shag Week calendar.
Wow.
So it was the morning after that, I decided I'd go into the city centre to talk to some of the business owners in daylight hours about what their reaction was to the week in general, and had they had good experiences or bad experiences with the students or with the aftermath of the students.
I'm guessing it would be a little bit mixed, I guess.
Yeah, what did you find? Anything? Did anyone speak to you?
Yeah, I got quite a few people to speak to me. So first up, I was on Market Street. And for those that don't know Galway, it's between, we'll say, the lively going out area of the Quay Street and the Donegal Tuesday pubs, let's say. So it's the route down to the pubs and the clubs. So I spoke to a cafe owner on Market Street, Caprice Cafe, corner cafe there. All very positive. They arrived into their business that morning, no broken windows, no vomit in the door or anything. So it was all very positive. They're in business about 3 years now, and they have not had an incident in the last few years with students. So that was a good start, let's put it that way. I did talk to a photographic studio on the lane there. They had a bad experience last year in that they came into a broken window during Rag Week.
Were there any witnesses as to who did it? Was it the students, or was there any evidence for that?
Well, this is it. I suppose there's no evidence unless you're going to look at CCTV and involve the Gardaí, and there's data protection issues, I suppose, now. So there's no real proof, but I suppose some places do put two and two together in that it's a Tuesday night in February, which is generally quiet. So thereafter, I headed down to Dominic Street. I had been alerted that morning to the fact that one of our best known food people in the West, JP McMahon, who's the owner of three restaurants in Galway, he's a chef, he's an author, he's quite well known on the Galway food scene, and he had tweeted that the window of his Michelin award winning restaurant Anir had been broken on Tuesday night.
And JP will be in the studio with us later, so he might tell us a little bit more about that. So what would you say was the general consensus on the streets of Galway after Rag Week, Sharon?
So I would have spoken to, that particular day, I spoke to, quite interestingly, a window installer. He was measuring up the window to replace the window at this particular restaurant. His name was John. He didn't want to mention the company he works for, but he said he'd had several call-outs that particular morning.
I think that says a lot. So thank you so much for joining us, and as we said, JP will be in with us later. And don't forget, you can let us know what you think about Rag Week. You can tweet us at Flirt FM or 083-433-1013. Send us a text and let us know what you think. And now our Galway Pulse reporter Han Gao spoke to international students about Rag Week, and she's going to tell us what she found.
Hello, my name is Han Guo and I'm from NUIG. My major is journalism. And can I ask you some questions?
Sure.
What's your name and what's your major?
Yeah, I'm Yu Qing and my major is international marketing and export.
Have you ever heard the words Rag Week?
I just know this Rag Week is for, I know some every student, they always drink for a week, but I don't know what's that for, why they do that.
Originally, it means Raise and Give Week. It's for charity. But now this event relates to like pubs or parties now. So a lot of students like to drink beers. Have you ever seen any drunk people or drunk students in the campus or near your home?
I saw a lot of drunk students in the city center these days. Especially the L Square near the pub, they got drunk and they shouted on the street.
Do you enjoy this weekend or have you ever drink any beers with them?
It's a bit interesting, but I would just like to say I'm not sure it's really good to go too drunk just like that a lot of every student they do, because they say it's kind of culture, so I say maybe I will join that.
Yeah, and compared to the Chinese festivals, can you find any similar festivals in China, like the Rag Week?
If you mean for students, I have to say no. You know that in Chinese university or campus, they always say they forbidden the alcohol or something. And they never say like the cultures like drink or these kind of things. But I have to say, if for adults, like the festival, the Spring Festival, this kind of thing, a lot of people they drink together and got drunk, just like here, but not too much like Irish. Yeah.
So in campus, they have a strict rules, like they forbidden the students to drink alcohol, right?
Yeah, that's what I want to say.
And do you enjoy Irish drinking culture here?
Sometimes, especially when during the weekend, if I don't have a lot of assignments, I always go to pub with some friend. But the Irish, they always drink too much, got too drunk. That's what I thought is not great. But sometimes if you have some alcohol, actually I thought it's a kind of way to relax. It's great.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello, I'm from Galway Post. Sorry, what's your name?
My name is Johnson Lee.
So are you a student in Galway or a working professional?
I am a working professional in Galway.
Have you ever joined a party or go to a club?
Yes, I think the latest one was in December. It's my company party.
Have you ever drunk a lot with your colleagues?
Yes, I think drinking culture is very popular in Ireland.
So I'm going to ask you about Rag Week. Have you ever heard of this term?
I heard about this from my colleagues. And what I know is it is a drinking week in Ireland.
So how do you think in the Rag Week and how do you think about Irish drinking culture?
I think drinking is a good way for socializing, but drinking too much is not good for health.
Hello, I'm from Galway Post. I'm Han Guo. Could you please introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Zhou Bo and I'm doing general law.
Oh, general law?
Yeah.
In NUH, wow, nice. And did you join any parties with your friends recently?
Yes, very beginning of this semester, one of my classmates who came from Ireland, from Galway, he introduced a party and we have fun at that party.
Oh yeah, so have you ever heard the terms called Rag Week?
Yes, I have. He has mentioned before.
And do you like the culture or this event?
Yeah, I really enjoy it because we can drink any wines I like. Yeah, and I have really a good time here.
Oh, so you really like drinking, right?
Yeah. That's the most important things for the party, yeah, you know.
Oh yeah, thank you. This is Han Guo reporting for Flood FM in Galway.
About Rag Week in Galway drinking culture. If you're just joining us, we're discussing all things Rag Week, so you can get in touch with us on 083-433-1013.
You can also tweet us at Flood FM, but we are joined now live in studio with JP McMahon, who is a Galway restaurant owner and author. And we also have Nicole Kelly, who is a student here at NUIG and a class rep for the art students. So JP, thank you so much for joining us.
Cheers.
Yeah. Last week you posted a photograph on your Twitter page of the damage caused to your Michelin star restaurant by what was presumably drunk NUIG students. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that was one of two windows. So we had both the windows in Tartar and in Ayr broken last week. And one was on Tuesday, I suppose, on Donegal Tuesday. And there seemed to be an altercation outside, and then someone was thrown against the window. And five, I suppose, students were... I suppose responsible. I left it with the guards. No one, I suppose, has been. Someone was pushed against it, so that unfortunately, no one is technically responsible at the moment because the person who pushed them isn't around. But it set us back nearly $2,000, and it's just difficulty. Like, it's not. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not a prune, and I mean, I sell wine, and I like drinking, and I like celebrating all those things. But I just think at the moment, Rag Week is kind of floating nowhere because no one's responsible for it. Like, so the NUIG have disowned it, but at the same time it's still happening, and like it just seems to be accepted that Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday are going to be difficult. And like it is unfortunate because I think it's probably a small number of students, and at the same time it still causes, I'm sure, like 10 or 15 grand's worth of damage to the city, and you wouldn't even notice it.
Would this be an annual occurrence, so you think there's always something seems to be damaged in terms of businesses each year?
100%, yeah, like particularly on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it's kind of like it's almost, I mean, for me it's up there with the races, and the races on Thursday are the same kind of damage to the city that happens. And it's just, again, one of those things where, sure, look, it's grand. And yeah.
And if you wouldn't mind me asking, with regard to the incident at your restaurant, was there anybody that you would know who had been hurt?
No.
Okay.
No, well, I mean, the person who was claiming who was assaulted against it said he didn't know the person who had pushed him against it. And look, I just left that up to the guards. I had to run after them and keep them there. And okay. There was lots of abuse shouted and left and right. And I was just given a cutting glass and one of those kind of things.
Okay. We might move on to you, Nicole. Yeah. So as an NUIG student, how do you think Rag Week affects the city now that it's kind of moved off campus, really?
I think that is the big issue, is the fact that it has moved off campus. The fact that the university has nothing to do with it, it sends students out into the town en masse. And as was mentioned, I think if we're going to demonise Rag Week, then we need to demonise the races as well. Any time there's antisocial drinking, I think it's very easy for us to lump it in as classic student behaviour. But to be quite frank, I found this year's Rag Week to be very mild. I know I can see now that wasn't everyone's experience, but it didn't seem to me that it was as big a deal as it has been in the past.
Okay.
It seems to be calming down, and I think with the emergence of Shag Week, that's kind of helping things.
Yeah, so if you're just joining us and catching in here, we're speaking to JP McMahon, who's a restaurant owner, and Nicole Kelly, an NUIG student, about Rag Week.
Galway has always been considered the worst city in terms of the havoc caused by Rag Week. Nicole, has the university done anything to prevent the stigma? And JP, do you think enough is being done?
I suppose I don't think the university is doing enough, and I think by distancing itself from Rag Week, it's only playing into the stigma more. I mean, Rag Week is a big week for drinking. It's a big week for drinking in every college around the country, but I think the more distance the university pushes between its students and the sponsorship of this event, it'll only get worse. That would be my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it just needs to, I suppose I would like NUI to like take it back, and then to maybe, I think Rag Week needs to be rebranded in the sense it is a nice week, and it's that, like, if it's whatever it's the celebration of, and I like I'm still a student, I'm like doing a PhD in drama, and I was a student before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand, like, it's a celebration, but I think that possibly to take the focus off alcohol, look, alcohol is going to be drank anyway. I just think to have different activities that are on around the campus.
Right, so you mean to keep the focus back on raising and giving, and rather than
to go back to the roots of what Rag Week was originally. I mean, like, yeah. 50 or 100 years ago. I mean, there's lots to be done, and the same can be said of the races. I mean, alcohol is a peripheral thing in the races, and yet it becomes the dominant factor. So it's trying to like rebrand it to say, look, there is loads to do and loads to come and see, as opposed to trying to wade through. But like, I mean, the difficulty is like the crazy thing is that like it seems to be that I think students have more disposable income, even though they are, I suppose, some of them are struggling, yeah. but others seem to have. I mean, and I think that's why Tuesday is probably the worst. I mean, actually, the weekend was fine. I think it's just when you mix up like the hole in the wall opening up at 8:30 in the morning and people to drink 16 yeah. hours, mm-hmm. and then for them to all, unfortunately, the Roisin and Massimo's and the Monroe's are where everyone's going to go, and it's right. just that it's probably just for those 2 hours where it's literally chaos out yeah. in the streets, yeah. and like that's, and look, that's also an issue with footfall and the guards, and like, I mean, the, I also think more patrol needs to happen, because unfortunately there's no one there, then there's going to be more messing.
Yeah.
Well, we did speak about Shag Week, which is the on-campus stuff. Nicole, in your opinion, very quickly, what would you think that Shag Week is compensating for this on-campus stuff that we're discussing about NUIG taking control?
I don't think it's compensating fully, and I think a big issue, especially with the likes of Donegal Tuesday, is that it is off-campus. You're sending students into the town at, like you said, 8:30 in the morning to go drinking. If there was stuff put on during the day by the university, that would be a huge help. And again, with Shag Week, they're trying to replace Rag Week, and that's the issue. I think if they could go back to trying to get the raising and giving, having stuff more centralised on the NUIG campus, it would probably help a lot and save a few windows, hopefully.
Yeah. And I think at the end, like, the drinking, I don't have a problem. It's the breaking of the windows.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
People drink every single day, and it's like...
just the vandalism can be
kept. Yeah, and I'm one of those, so look, it's all good.
So, thank you both for joining us. That is all we have. Time for this evening. I'm Ishi Chakraborty.
And I'm Maeve Lee.
And you've been listening to Rag and Review, the people in the pubs on Flirt FM.
Thank you so much for listening. If you missed anything from the show today, you can go onto our Twitter app for FM, where Sarah Dervin has been live tweeting the entire show. So we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Flirt FM, Galway's only alternative.